2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
Well, if you're looking at buying a home, it's never been more expensive to buy a home in Salt Lake County. Just 5 years ago, that same house that you're eyeballing would have cost about $100,000 less.
Oh, this is brutal. And we just talked to Lee Lonsberry, who's starting up a new show on Wednesday. But I asked Lee, I'm like, when did you leave? He's like, about 5 years ago. Like, oh, then could you have picked a worse time to return to Utah? $100,000 more for the exact same house you could have purchased. How in the world did this happen? And, you know, how did this happen is kind of code for who's to blame for driving up these costs. And who is this affecting the most? Mary Richards talked about this earlier this morning on Utah's Morning News.
Home in Salt Lake County now has the median price of $386,000. And you can blame out-of-state people moving in. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors president told the Deseret News these rapidly rising prices are because of Utah's growing national profile. But the number of sales have gone down in Salt Lake. Young couples and families cannot afford those prices. They're buying homes in Utah County and Tooele County instead, or they're choosing to stay in Salt Lake and rent instead of buy.
Mary Richards brings up an excellent point, because I think I've seen a slowing in the housing market as I go on my runs and just jogging around the neighborhood. It seems like the for sale signs are staying up a little bit longer than they were a year ago. So the question that we're looking at right now is, who's to blame? Well, it's the outsiders. We're just going to say that. We're just going to leave it at that. It's the outsiders.
It's the outsiders. Those Californians.
We let them into the state, and here's what happens.
It's those Washingtonians?
So according to the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, you got a 1,300-square-foot home in Los Angeles will sell for about $1.1 million.
1,300 square feet.
Can you do the price per square foot on that? Here's my calculator, Dave. My goodness. What is that, about $500?
It's about $1,000.
$1,000 a square foot, $900
a square
foot. Is
that quick math?
Foot.
I think that's right.
It's close enough.
Yeah, $1,000 per square foot.
But you moved to Draper. Why did we pick Draper?
Well, this was interesting because the president of the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, Scott Robbins, used this specifically because he ran this very deal. And he said, yeah, sure enough, in L.A., got $1 million out of the home and brought it to Draper, got a home five times the size.
For cash, probably.
Oh, yeah, for $700,000.
Oh, okay, wow.
Five times the size for $400,000 less.
Well, if you're doing math, it's more like four times the size.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's affected the most? The first-time home buyers. You got young couples and families looking for their first home. You got to have a two-income household in order to afford. So the median home price, which we haven't exactly talked about yet, let me give that to you. It was in the headline. I posted, in fact, on my Facebook page. I couldn't believe it. $386,000 now. $386,000. So that's squeezing these young couples, these families, out of buying their first home. So if you're going to stay in Salt Lake City, you're going to be a renter.
Yes. Yes. Quite frankly, you are going to struggle with the down payment more than anything. That's really what makes this as difficult as anything, is to get into a house. You've got to have some sort of significant down payment, because a lot of us can pay the monthly rent or the monthly mortgage, but can you come up with that $30,000 or $40,000 as a down payment?
Where do you go? I mean, if you cannot afford the $386,000 that it's costing now, the median home price in Salt Lake County, where do you go? I don't even know if that includes a non-leaky roof for $386,000. You know, everybody is saying this. They're all saying, oh, yeah, totally agree. Go look at these places, and the avocado green tub is still there. The roof leaks. You got to replace the carpet. So that is just the median home price. That doesn't include all the repairs. So where do you end up? Tooele, Utah County, Weber County, you're looking at a commute time of 30 minutes. but maybe you get a home for far cheaper and you're able to gain equity a little bit faster than you would if you bought in Salt Lake County.
Yeah, I would love to live in Salt Lake. I would love to live in Salt Lake and have a commute of 5 minutes where I could jump on a bike and ride down the hill. I would love to do that, but it's just way out of my price range.
One question that I've had as my kids get older and get set to buy homes, hopefully, is should I, if I can afford it, not saying I can, I don't want my kids to get excited about this, should I gift them the down payment? That would be maybe about a $5,000 to $10,000 gift. My goodness, that sounds like a lot of money, but it could get my kids in a home much sooner as the home prices continue to rise. Let's bring Andrew Hull into the conversation. You are how old? Remind our listeners.
22.
And you are an awesome producer here for us on the Dave and Dujanovic Show. You are renting.
Yeah.
And you, when I said, what if your parents or what if I was your mom, because I am old enough to be your mom. What if I gifted you the down payment?
Oh, please adopt me. Please. Wait, that would be awesome.
Will you adopt me as well?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
That would be amazing.
If you're taking applications, I bring a lot to the table.
Because you're putting out about probably well over $1,000 a month for rent, because that's the median rental.
Between $1,100 and $1,200 a month, yeah.
And vacancies for rent, I just found this out this morning, are below for rentals are below 4%. So the prices are just going to keep going up due to supply and demand.
Yeah, my rent went up this year about $100. So.
Really?
Yeah, it was rough.
So the downside to me gifting you the money, and I didn't realize this, is I'd have to pay taxes on that. You wouldn't have to, but I'd have to pay taxes. I don't know. I didn't have time to figure it out.
A little gift tax, huh?
A little gift tax on that.
This is interesting, Debbie, because you threw out the number $5,000 or $10,000 for a down payment. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at a house that costs $380,000, 10% down would be more like $38,000.
Yeah.
I mean, $5,000 or $10,000, although, listen, if anyone wants to give me money, especially mom, I will accept any amount of money. I don't think that gets it done.
If you went with a conventional loan, if you went FHA, you might be able to do, what, under 4% down. I actually just had a meeting with a lender for my son who's looking at down the road how he can get into a home. It was reasonable. So he'd have to come up with, not reasonable, it was expensive, but it was a lot better than I thought it would be. He'd have to probably come up with $18,000. Now, the option would be, and Kiplinger's actually discusses this in one of their articles, is having your kid, instead of gifting them the money, having your adult child live at home for a year or two and have them save to a down payment. So if your parents offered you that option at $1,100, $1,200 a month rent, that could save you about, what, $24,000, $25,000, Andrew?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If I stayed there long term, that could definitely save me thousands of dollars. And I've thought about it. It's a great idea. You know, I wish that was an immediate option for me. I can't get out of my lease right now until next June, but I mean, it's definitely an option.
I wonder, though, how many people take that as seriously as you should. For example, if you move into mom and dad's house, are you actually setting aside $1,200 to $1,500 every single month, squirreling that away? How many people have that level of discipline to say, you know what? $1,500 a month is going to go straight up into a savings account for a down payment.
Well, it's easy to look at that and be like, oh, I have an extra $1,000, $2,000, whatever, each month to not spend on rent. What can I spend it on? Can I spend it on some toys?
Well, yes.
What can I spend it on, you know?
A newer car, a newer vehicle.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, you start eating away at that. It's just difficult. I don't envy anybody that is jumping into the housing market because I feel super lucky having done it 17 years ago. Now I feel like my parents. Back in my day, I bought that house for $43,000.
Let's hit the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line real quick. One of our listeners says, what, a new first-time home buyer gets a $400,000 home? Well, no, clearly not. But that's the median home price right now, $386,000. So is there a condo out there that's going to be cheaper than that? Can they move off the Wasatch Front? Can they move to Ogden and buy a home for $250,000? They've got to start somewhere if they want to get into a home. The longer they wait, my feeling is the higher the prices are getting and going.
It's kind of interesting, Debbie. You brought up a commute time. It takes about 30 minutes for me to get into work, 25 minutes. And it's cheaper because I live in Kaysville than if I lived in Salt Lake. And I think we want to live close to work because for a million reasons. It's convenient. It's better carbon footprint. But really, living 30 minutes away or farther from the way you work allows you to open up some opportunities to buy homes in an area that is much more amenable to first-time home buyers.
Andrew, where are you going to buy when you buy your first home?
Well, here's the thing. The realization that I've had is I can say with pretty much near certainty, I'm not going to be buying a home in Salt Lake Valley. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
So I'll have to be looking elsewhere.
Where would you prefer? North, south?
You know, I don't really have a preference, actually. I've spent a lot more time south, but
Kaysville's amazing, brother.
Be Dave's neighbor.
We're pretty built out, though.
One of the downsides to gifting a down payment is that the down payment is only one part of home ownership.
Yeah.
The rest of it is, you know, paying the mortgage every single month. And if you decide to co-sign with your kids on a home loan, you better hope they're paying the mortgage payment every month or it's your credit that's suffering as well.
Oh, exactly.
But you're responsible, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
If mom and dad stepped up and said, son, we're gonna co-sign, you'd make that monthly payment.
Oh, with that sort of gift, definitely.
Yeah.
Debbie, one of our texters said, my understanding is you can gift anyone $15,000 a year without having to pay a gift tax. Listen, we are not tax experts. If you're going to give away any amount of money,
well, that's on the recipient's end. I think there's a gift tax that the giver is on the hook for. But you're right. We're not CPAs.
Yeah, definitely check out. But listen, if anyone wants to gift me $15,000, I will let you. I will let you do that for me. I'm humble enough.
It's a fascinating conversation.
No, but amazing. In just 5 years, the same house in Salt Lake is going to cost you $100,000 more. I've seen that. In the past 8 years, my property taxes have doubled. That's good for the homeownership, you know, if I ever want to sell, but I'm not moving anywhere. So I just get stuck with big old property taxes. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.